Tom Bogue Gillespie, with Orr back in action again, and I suppose back on that trail of that elusive Ulster under 21 title.
We won last week, preliminary round against Rossa, for Donovan Rossa. Good enough performance, you know, slow starting, but once we got going in the second half, we you know, was a good we finished well and finished strong, and that game should bring us on now for this quarter final against Dunamoyne on Sunday, Tom.
Yeah, and obviously it's both understandable enough that you're maybe a little bit rusty early on. What is something? What 11 weeks was it since your last game?
Yeah, it was, 11 weeks, and we trained away since early December there, right through Christmas. But at the same time, you can't beat games, and you know that the game last Saturday is you know, going to stand to us now going into this Dunamoyne game, which we expect to be very tough, you know, and physical.
I know you were without a few players last weekend. Keane Mulligan, Kieran Gillespie, obviously two huge players, two county senior players, and James O'Boyle as well.
That's right. We lost James in the warm-up, and we have Conor Boyle out injured as well, and Aidan Ferry and Miela Garrard. So, you know, but we're carrying a big squad, and, you know, they're all good players, and you know, last week we brought on Patrick Cribbin and Conor McFadden, and they slotted in and you know, played really well, and you know, we're delighted with that, that you know, that we have a squad, and people can come in and do a job, you know, no matter who's missing, you know, Tom.
A great crop of players there at that 18, 19, 20, 21 age group in Guidoor at the moment.
Yeah, well, they're a great crop, and you know, they're a very dedicated bunch, and a lot of them are represented the county at underage from under 15 upwards, and you know, they have a lot of experience, and you know, that counts, you know, going into the big games, you know, they have that experience, and you know, that extra craft and guile, you know, what you need to win them games, you know.
As we mentioned, Kieran Gillespie, Keane Mulligan and James O'Boyle were missing last week. Any chance of they being back? I know Kieran Gillespie is probably out long term.
Kieran's out. I would say he's out for the season. And yeah, Mulligan's not far away, but he'll not be talking this weekend. And James O'Boyle is out, and Conor Boyle. They're definitely out.
Yeah, and you were missing Gary McFadden last week and Seagan Ferry due to college commitments.
That's right. They were sitting exams on Saturday morning, and you know, are the two top players, and the county minors as well in the past, and you know, two big players for us, and that'll make us stronger on Sunday having the two boys back. You know, Tom.
Yeah, and talk to me about Dunamoyne. Have you? This is obviously their first game in this year's.
Yeah, well, they're a typical Monaghan team. You know. You know, they're strong and physical, and you know, they're probably you know, go man to man, and you know, and they're strong around that midfield area, you know, but there are a couple of county players there in the forward line, which is a worry for us. David Garland is in the full forward line, and he's a one-on senior, and Stephen Finnegan is on the 40, so you know, they're two top players, and we'll have to, you know, keep a tight watch on them two boys if we're going to win on Sunday, you know, Tom.
And Tom Bug, you beaten in last year's final, and many people feel it was a final you left behind you last year with much the same team, so you're probably going to be favourites again for this one this weekend.
Yeah, there was a semi-final last year. Glenn Mara beat us. You're probably correct. We had a big lead in that game, 5 or 6 points at one stage, and you know, we let it slip. But you know, I think the lads have gained a lot of experience from the competition last year, and you know, this year, you know, it should be a learning curve now for Sunday's game, and it'll help us, you know, try and winning the game on Sunday, Tom.
Yeah. Nevertheless, you're going to have to go out and work for us.
I know. We expect a tough match, and it's going to be very, very tough. But I feel if we can keep Garland and Finnegan quiet, we'll have a good chance. You know.